Welcome back to the Fat and Furious podcast, where two mildly overweight and slightly agitated individuals are kind of moving forward from last episode. This episode,
also known as the fluffy and slightly aggravated episode, because it's a continuation of last time. So we're not as furious, and we're now fluffy because we're not as furious. I don't know where I was going with that.
I don't either.
I've been at work all day.
It is currently 10:30 at night at time of recording this, so we're both a little burnt out from the day. However.
I got up at 5 o'clock this morning.
Same.
I know, because I got the notification and I got up. Justin is online. I'm like, motherfucker.
Hello.
Y'all went to bed.
I went to bed at 10 o'clock last night, and I was like, I'm going to sleep great. Did not happen. At all. Woke up at 5 o'clock and was like, what do I do with my life now? And then I got on GTA and pretty much played GTA all day long.
I know, because you and Ryan called me at 10:30 and were like, hey, you gonna be on a Untap.io later? And
I'm like, oh yeah, that was yeah.
I'm like, I mean, maybe.
But
and then you were like in the group chat, yeah, Corey and I went to bed, and I'm like, fuck y'all.
Because we knew you weren't going to be on until later.
I was on at 11.
Anyways. Big Ryan, we realized, has made a fatal error.
Yeah.
Last episode, the entirety of the episode, he called...
Bernie Eccleston. Christopher Eccleston.
Yes.
Now,
Christopher Eccleston.
For those of you who have watched Doctor Who ever, will know that I was bad-mouthing the Ninth Doctor the entire episode. He is not a racist. I mean, as far as I know. Behind closed doors. No, we love Chris. He's great. He was the main bad guy in one of the worst Marvel movies ever made, Thor: Dark World. So...
Love that guy.
Yeah. So him. So he's not the subject of our wrath from last episode.
Yes.
The subject of our wrath was Bernie Eccleston.
Bernie Eccleston.
Yep.
Okay.
Old white dude from the UK. All right. Anyway.
All right.
Moving forward from that, I do apologize exactly for any confusion caused.
Yeah. Everybody's just riled up in the street. Fuck, there's a guy. Everybody's like, what did he do? I don't understand. All right. Moving forward. We are talking about a three-car garage today.
Woo!
And not just like, oh wow, they upgraded their garage space at the house. No. We're talking about which three cars, instead of just one car, like we talked about last episode, which three cars, right? So you can do it all, would you have in your garage, right? So last episode was just one.
Yep.
One to do it all, and I am so pissed that the RX3, or the R3X, whatever the hell it is,
yep,
Sierra Cars RX3, did not make it farther in the list than it did. Because the thing is amazing, we did not put it in this list.
For good reason.
For, yes, obvious reasons. Because it would have won.
No, it would not have.
Again, it would have.
It probably would have lost the Power Wagon this time.
I don't want to... Hey, alright, listen... It lost to the TRX the first time, which I'm okay with, but I am not losing that argument to a Power Wagon, okay? Okay, so this episode's a little special, right?
Special.
Because we have three cars,
yep,
we're not going to bore you by throwing all the cars into one list. Oh, no. However, we're also not going to take up 3 hours of your time by creating three separate 32s. We're going to do the best of both worlds.
Yep.
We're going to create three separate lists, all 16 cars each, because that's the only way we could evenly spread the bracket. We were going to do 12 cars each.
So that'd be like a 36.
It would be a 30...
Yeah, 36.
36.
Yep.
It wouldn't barrel down the right way, so we were just like, screw it, we'll make, you know, a 48 for this episode. Like, wow.
Now, I did want to give a shout out and give credit where credit was due. I was driving home the other night after we filmed the last episode, and I was like, yo, we should do this on a podcast. And I called you up and was like, immediately, like, hey, we need to do this.
It was literally right after I posted the first one.
So
of season 3, yeah, last
episode. The idea for this episode was partially inspired by Freddie Tavares, Hoovy's Garage, and Vin Wicky.
Yes.
Ed Bullion, where they do a show. If you haven't checked it out, it's called Car Track. It's under Tavares' page on YouTube.
Literally talked about Car Track last episode too. Same guys. Exact same guys.
So same guys, and they do essentially what American Top Gear should have always been.
Yes.
And it's in their most recent, you know, Car Track, it's, I think it's like 6 or 8 episodes. I think it's 6, actually. They mm-hmm. do 2 episodes per car, but they limit it to $30,000
mm-hmm.
for all 3 cars. And they had to have a, you know, sporty kind of car, a sedan, like luxury sedan, and then a go-anywhere vehicle.
Yes.
This is kind of the same ilk, except instead of $30,000, we tripled it.
Yes. We said $100,000 for all 3 cars. Not each car. All 3. You've just won the $100,000 lottery. You already have your house. You already bought all, you know, your guns that you want or whatever.
Right. Whatever makes you happy.
Yeah, whatever makes you happy. Your blow up inflatable dolls to keep you company.
Nah. We won the lottery, dude. We ain't doing blow ups.
You're right. We just doing blow.
We're talking the highest quality latex AI powered.
Oh my god. If that's what you spend your $100,000 on.
At that point, they're called lifestyle dolls, too.
Lifestyle dolls? Jesus Christ.
This information has been brought to you by the countless hours my ADD brain spends spinning around in circles throughout the depths of YouTube.
It is constantly the spinning little beach ball of death from Apple.
That's just what's going on in my brain all day, every day. It'll be like 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, the fuck is this? A Vice video.
Hookers? What?
It's a Vice video about a company that makes AI-powered sex dolls.
Oh, my God.
I don't know, man. It gets to be 5 a.m. and you just end up in that weird part of YouTube. Yeah,
no, I completely... The horse looks seductively at the other person. I'm sorry, what? What? No, I need to stop looking at this video before it goes any farther.
The Kuehl theory?
Oh, yes. Imagine you have a hamburger.
At one Kuehl, I hand you a hamburger.
Yes. And that's as far as we're going to go into that. Yeah. If you want to look that up, be my guest. The Kuehl theory on YouTube.
C-U-U-L.
Yes.
It is some of the greatest 30 minutes I've ever spent.
Yes.
Spiraling.
I agree.
Yeah.
And it makes sense.
Yeah.
Which is scary.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Our first segue aside.
Three car challenge. You have just won the lottery. You've got the space for the cars. I'm going to go buy an off-road go-anywhere vehicle. I'm going to go buy a sedan, powerful vehicle for my wife that I can drive and have fun, or my significant other.
There are a couple SUVs on there.
SUVs as well. And then I'm going to have me a weekend warrior, this is my car, stays in the third bay, you know, has a cover on it, real nice, only comes out on the weekends, spit shines.
Mm-hmm.
Or your toy, right? Yeah. Your Can-Am Maverick, right? Yeah. Like, I want to get in the Razor and I want to go rip it around for the weekend. Yeah. Okay, yeah, absolutely, 100%. That's the third.
Your fun weekend warrior car. Maybe, exactly. Hey, maybe you drive it around a little bit just because it's like, hey, I'm going to go poke around town a little bit and show off this awesome car. But for the most part, fun little track toy, fun little weekend car, everyday daily driver car, and go anywhere, get the fuck out of town car.
Exactly. Okay, so the question is, right, what would yours be? Your 3 cars, before we start the list, mm-hmm. what would yours personally be? You have $100,000 to buy 3 cars. What would you buy?
Well, that's a hard one, actually.
Exactly.
Without the confines of the list.
Exactly. There's no list here, my friend. It's only Craigslist and Facebook Marketplace. I could tell you what Corey's would be.
Oh, yeah.
I could tell you what Corey's would be. Corey would spend $90,000 on a Supra, spend $500 on some broken-ass MR2, and then he would spend $500 on another Corolla, and then that would be it.
Yep.
He would let Caitlin drive the Corolla around because it's safe.
Yep.
It's got 400,000 miles on the Corolla.
He's got to have a 4Runner in there somewhere.
Oh, okay, you're right. So he would spend, what did he spend on his? 18,000, something like that?
16 or 17,000.
Okay, so we'll call it $15,000 on the 4Runner.
Yep.
He buys a chassis of a Supra, right? A Mark IV.
I mean, you could probably...
We'll call 30.
You could probably find one for like 40.
Oh, I'm sure you could, but I know Corey, and I know that he would buy a rolling shell and then spend the other money on the motor.
Fair. Valid. Very valid. Yep.
So he would buy a shell for like another 15, so that's 30 grand gone, right? He would buy Caitlin something nice. He would buy her like a, like an XRS Camry or something like that, right? Another 60,000, Lexus IS, something like that. It's another $60,000, right? And then that leaves him $10,000 for his motor. And he would, you know, he would be the happiest person on the planet.
We just added you, Corey. I hope you don't know.
Oh, no, 100%. 100%. Yep. And I do not think that list would falter. I do not see that list changing.
No, no.
Actually, you know what?
Yeah, I was about to say, let's call him up
right now.
Let's get that on the podcast.
Right now. Ring-a-ding telephone.
One ring-a-ding
boy. If he answers, which I hope he will.
He's restarted Skyrim for the sixth time, so we don't know.
Yeah, right. He might be already lost. Hey, you. You're finally awake. Never played the game, and that's the only quote I know. Oh, no, I'm... wait, the... another hand touches the beacon. I've just triggered so many people.
I used to be an adventurer like you until
and then I took an arrow to the knee. Yep, I do know that.
Hey, what's up?
Yay, Corey, you're not answering the phone!
Should we try him again?
No.
Let him enjoy his sweet roll.
Yeah, let him do his ding. All right.
What is that? Someone step on your sweet roll?
I think for me, it would have to be either an RSTI or a bug ISTI, a block ISTI or a bug ISTI.
You wouldn't go with like a C6 Corvette.
Okay, I would. Son of a bitch. All right, so Colby paid $15,000 for his.
Right.
Okay, so we'll call it $15,000 for the
C6.
You
could almost get a C7.
I don't like C7s. Really? I really don't. Like, honestly, body style-wise, the C6 is where it's at.
Fair enough.
However, I know the C7 is built better. It is 100% built for more speed, for more power, whatever. Yeah. It's just because it's the LT. It's a direct-injected LS motor.
Yeah.
It is way stronger.
Yeah.
However, C6 Corvettes are hot.
Indeed.
Especially, you know, seeing as I have the C6R sitting on my desk right in front of me. So I would have a $15,000 or $20,000 C6 Corvette.
Yep.
Okay. 5-speed manual. I would love to get a Z06, but I know Z06s are going for $100,000. Yeah. They are because it's a 7-liter. It is the 7-liter coming from stock, from factory.
Yeah.
And they only came, I want to say they came out in 08 instead of like the normal C6 comes out in 05.
Yep.
But anyways, $20,000 C6 Corvette, either a block eye, two-door STI, or a, those are going to be expensive as shit. Those are going to be $50,000 plus.
Easy.
Probably same thing with the bug eye STI, though, unless I get it imported.
Well, yeah, but even once they're able to be imported, they're still going to be expensive as shit.
I don't think, yeah, but they're not going to be, like, R32
expensive.
Well, yeah,
they probably are going to be R32 expensive.
Yeah, but I mean, that's only 20 grand.
2030, yeah.
Yeah, to have one imported. So, okay, then I'm at $50,000, right, for an 02 STI, right, imported from Japan, and a C6 Corvette, and then I have $50,000 to... I don't know. I would buy? I would probably buy, like, an 07 to, like... 2015 of F450 King Ranch. Honestly, I just
I don't know.
Big truck, like
maybe F250 King Ranch.
So I know that the 350 King Ranch, our buddy Jacob got one. Well, he bought it. he got one, but he paid cash brand new, like 0 miles on it. Like, Jesus just Christ. Dropped cash on it and spent $140,000 on it. God. It was in 07, right? So, that's what I'm saying. That was like a 6.0. But I would have, You know what? You're right. It would be an F-250. It would be like an 05 F-250 King Ranch. Really? 7.3.
05?
Yep. 05. I loved that body style of truck. I loved my 05. 7.3, dude. It's just a torque horse. That's all it is. Like, it's not meant to be fast. It's not going to beat a Cummins in a straight line.
The 05 was a 6.0.
No, they came in 7.3, didn't they?
No.
What was the latest?
The 7.3 was the 03, I think. 03, 04.
Oh, then I would go 04 and I would put 05 headlights in it.
Yeah.
I just, that body style of truck was the, like, yeah. I loved my F-250.
Oh, I know you did, but I mean, at that point, you're still, you know, you still have a shit ton of money in the bank left over.
Right, exactly. So I'm paying, you know, we'll say $30,000 for a diesel truck because that's what they're going for now. It doesn't matter if
Dude, no, you're looking at $30,000 for like a 2012.
No, I'm looking at $30,000 in like Cat Eye Duramaxes. Yeah. Diesel trucks around here are going
That was what the LML, I think.
Yeah, but all I'm saying is that it doesn't matter if it's a truck and it has a motor in it. They're going for $10,000.
Well, yeah, but I mean, as we'll find out later on our list, I mean, you can get a King Ranch F-250 with a 6.7 in it for 31 and change.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, okay, but I don't like the new. I don't like Jared's whatchamacallit.
I prefer his front end. I prefer the new Super Duty
skinny looking ones.
Only because when you lift them, but also because Tremor package.
Yeah, oh, okay, but that's the Tremor package.
I know, but like I like that body style more than his.
Okay, yeah, that's fair.
That's just me. But anyway.
I think they look too tall and skinny. They look too narrow.
The reason is because of the offset of the wheels and how skinny the wheels are.
Mm-hmm. It's work truck.
Yeah. It is. If you put some, you know, some knobbier, meaty off-road tires and give it a little bit of an offset.
Yeah, some fuel perfect. Off-roads, wheels. Perfect. Some okay, yeah, I can see that. All right, but and then I've got, you know, 10 grand to play with and buy more guns.
Barrett 50 cal, yeah,
Barrett for the truck. I'd buy a Sig Pay 320 for the Subaru, and then for the Corvette, well, you know, you just gotta have a lever action in there.
One with a really big ring so you can flip it.
The Terminator,
yeah.
Model 1887, 12 gauge.
So
what do you think? What do you think?
I would spend a little more money on the track car than anything else.
Yeah.
I'd go with an R35, obviously. I mean, it is me. Because you can find, you know, an earlier R35 for $50,000.
Okay.
So I'd go with an R35. And then as far as like a daily driver, honestly, I'd probably go with, oh shit.
You could go with like an... You could go with an IS350F. You can go with an RS7.
RS7 might be a little too expensive to stand it on her grade.
New RS7 would be too expensive.
Well, yeah, but I mean,
because
we were like, what,
the 30, turbo V8.
36 on an RS7, I think. So that would only leave me with like $14,000 for my go anywhere. So, I mean.
Yeah, but I mean, you could still buy a nice, like, if you wanted to buy a K5 Blazer, you could buy a nice K5 Blazer for $15,000.
I think I would go with an IS350F.
Okay. Yeah.
Just because Lexus. Yeah. 2GRFE. And then I think, honestly, I think I'd break the mold a little bit and go with a Porsche Cayenne. Because you can go like a Porsche Cayenne S with the 4.8 liter non turbo for 20.
Yeah, but would you go for a Cayenne as your go-anywhere car?
I mean, Ed Bullion did, and it worked just fine.
Okay.
They took it up.
You're absolutely right.
They took it up the back trails of Pikes Peak.
Right.
Through the snow and rocks and everything.
You're absolutely right.
I mean, I don't know, man. I like the way that 4.8 sounds.
Yeah, but that would be my mom crawler. Like, if I had to have a Porsche in one of my slots, that'd be the mom crawler. 100%. I could 100% see my wife driving a Porsche Cayenne.
That's valid. So I'd go with that as my instead of the Lexus.
And then you could buy an RCF. There you go. See, you just there you
no,
go.
No, still leaving the GTR.
Straight pipe RCF.
No.
Ear piercingly loud 5-liter
V8. No, I'm gonna go with the GTR still.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go with the Cayenne S. Yep. And then, honestly?
So, you have $30,000 to spend on a
Exactly. Thing. So...
You could go CTSV.
No, because I'm doing my Cayenne as the mom car. Daily Driver every
day. Oh, so you're on your toy.
Yeah, no, because I did GTR.
That's the R35. Yep. Yep, okay.
And then Go Anywhere.
You got $30,000.
I know.
That's a used Raptor. That's a used 2012 Raptor.
I think I'd probably go with... Man, I don't want to be a Jeeple. So...
I'm going to buy my wife a Renegade. Oh, please. Please leave. Please duct tape your mouth shut and leave.
You mean a Fiat? A four-door Fiat SUV? Yes. Is that what you were talking about? No, I'm going to go... Wow, there's a lot of options for 30K.
Can I change my sports car?
Sure.
I want a Fiat 500 or Barth.
Shut the fuck up.
I want one, dude. It looks so cool.
Fat guy in a little car.
All of the pops and bangs. It's straight piped from factory. 1.3 liter turbo. I saw one with a Liberty Walk kit on it.
Ooh.
And I swear to God, I have never snapped my neck around to look at a car that was going in the opposite direction so fast. Oh. I was like, what is that thing? Oh, my God.
They're so small.
Yeah, I know they are, but you have to understand that one of my project cars is going to be a 65 Mini Cooper S. You're gonna talk to me about small, dog. That's it. That
thing. It will sit there and look extremely pretty.
I want a Del Sol. I have small car. I want a K car. And I would swap something dumb in it, right? Because it come with like inline 3-cylinder like street bike motors or whatever from Japan. I would swap like a Hayabusa motor into
Subaru Sambar.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. 100%. That's what I'm talking about.
Alright.
But no, anyways,
go anywhere so car.
Off-roader, 30 grand.
I'd probably go with some sort of like... Oh, man. I'd probably go with a diesel of some sort. I'd honestly probably go with an F-250 K-Ranch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a good truck.
It is.
It's a workhorse. It does everything that you want it to do, and it'll start every time.
Yep.
Okay. Well, yeah. Hey, there you go.
There you go. Yeah.
A truck, a Porsche for mom, and then an R35.
I'd still also drive the Porsche.
That the kids are afraid of whenever it starts up in the garage in the morning.
So fucking loud. Angry.
Yes.
Much anger. Very,
very,
very
V6. Mini pissed off turbo. All right. So we have three 16
car lists. The
16x3. The 16x3. Oh my God. It's the 3x16. I don't. We're patent pending. Okay. We're working on it. So do we want to start off with sedans? Do we want to start off with sports cars, or do we want to start off with off-road cars?
Let's start off with the sports. Let's see what kind of fun we're going to be having.
Okay, we are going to have a lot of fun on this list because our first matchup.
Oh, why you got to do that?
The first matchup is the GD chassis STI from Subaru, or the Skyline R32 GTR. I would have to give it to the GTR.
I would absolutely have to give it to the GTR.
I'm an RB fanboy. I love RBs. I love my Subaru, but an R32
is a must have. I'll give you this R32 in exchange for your 04 STI.
Yes.
Here are the keys.
Where do I start? Where now?
Just shut up and take my keys.
Yes, exactly. Dad, I need you to bring I need you to grab my title out of my safe. Like right now. All right. Next, we have the C6 Corvette or the Fox Body SVT Cobra R. That's in like the late 90s.
Corvette.
I agree. The SVT Cobra R came in the jet black, block eye, chrome 5-spoke Mustang Cobra wheels. Looked sexy. However, C6 Corvette all day long.
I'm not a fan of Fox bodies.
My dad had an SVT Cobra R.
Mm-hmm. I just don't like the look of them, man. I can't get into a Fox body. I don't know what it is. Never been able to.
Okay, now we have the BRZ Toyota 86 or the Scion FRS or the Evo 8 or Evo 9. Evo. I don't think that's a question. I would much rather have an Evo 8 or an Evo 9. As much as I would love a rear-wheel drive boxer, it makes no power until you do shit to it.
Right, but I mean, that's kind of part of the thing. I mean, if you're building like a track toy, rear-wheel drive, all of the customization, and it handles like a bat out of hell.
Yeah, but so do Evos.
Yes, but
so
I mean,
do Evos. Because they're longitudinally mounted all-wheel drive. So it is a front-wheel drive car with rear axles.
Yeah, I mean, I could go either way, honestly.
I don't want to flip a coin on it, though. My first car that wasn't, like, the truck or anything mm-hmm. like that was going to be an FRS.
Yeah.
I went and looked at one and sat in it, and I was like, yeah, this is it, 100%. And it fell through, unfortunately. But I've wanted one ever since. But I don't think you could, for the same price, if they were both, you know, $25,000, unmodded FRS or heavily modded Evo 8.
Yeah, smiles per mile.
Yeah, Evo.
Yeah.
Evo. 09 Porsche Cayman S.
Yep.
Or the E92 M3. That's the V8 M3.
You think?
I think.
Mm.
I know. I know.
I love me a Cayman.
I do as well, but an 09 Cayman. That is like... Is that thing still a Boxster?
Like, it was the first year of when they started to make the Caymans actually look good.
And that, it was I an actual... Was like 11.
No, because this is where they started to have the wider wheelbase. Right. And it actually started to look like, you know, something you'd want to drive.
Mm-hmm.
And not just, you know, an actual poor man's Porsche.
Right.
So that was like the first, you know, that body style was the first time that it actually started to look
Yeah, good. But it had just started.
I mean,
just started. Like, I'm talking, like, you are so close to Boxster territory. So close. I don't know. Like, flat six? Yeah. Is it a flat six or is it a flat four in a Cayman?
I want to say it can be a flat six. It just depends on which one you got.
Yeah, but not in 09.
Let me see.
In 09, it was still the Boxster motor, for sure. I wouldn't think they would have changed it.
Let's see what Gugu says. It only came in a 2.9-liter six-cylinder or a 3.4-liter six-cylinder.
Okay.
And I mean, they don't look... Like, you can definitely still, you know, see some of the, you know, the body lines of the Boxster, but mm-hmm. for the most part, that was the year that they started cluing more into, like, what the 911 looked like. And started adding kind of wider wheel flares like they have on the current gens.
Yeah. They stopped focusing on Daddy's Money Blonde Girl.
Yeah.
And started more focusing on, oh, these are rich dudes that take their golf clubs to practice and want to drive a nice Porsche. The Porsche. They're not rich.
Yeah. People that actually like Porsches for Porsches.
Yes, exactly. I don't know. I'm still with the M3. It's rowdy, it's loud, it makes all the noises you want it to make, it looks amazing.
Yeah, I'll give it to the M3.
This is the M3, have you seen the tan one that drives around here with a hard drop top, not the soft top?
Yeah.
It's straight piped.
Yeah.
And it is so loud. Like, I cannot believe his neighbors have not sued him for a noise complaint.
The E92 has the aggression that the Porsche needs desperately.
Exactly. Okay.
Don't even have to say it, Viper.
Yeah. Okay, so we have a Mark III/Mark IV Golf R32, which Corey would choose every day of the week.
VR6,
yep. If you go with the Mark III, it's a 2.8-liter. If you go with the Mark IV, it's a 3.2-liter.
Hence why R32.
Yeah, but I don't remember which one was which, because I know one of them was a 2.8 VR6, and one of them was a 3.2 VR6.
The newer of the two was the one that was
Right. If Corey was here, he'd be able to be like, "Oh, Corey, why aren't you here?" One, right. If Corey was here, we love you.
If Corey was here,
right. Anyways, R32 Golf Mark III, Mark IV, or a 99 Dodge Viper GTS. And the only reason I know that they're going for this price is because there is one for sale in Winchester. White with blue stripes with the wing.
Too bad they're so uncomfortable.
Yeah. And he wants $32,900 for it.
There you go, right at the yep, right at the brink.
Right at our break threshold, Viper. Yep. 100%.
Absolutely.
Okay, 2013 Audi RS5 or 2012 Maserati Gran Turismo S. RS5.
Yeah.
I have to give it to an RS5.
I didn't think I'd ever say this, but you know, at least you know that the Audi RS5 will start.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Okay, 2012 C63 AMG, not the black. The black adds another $60,000 on the price tag.
Blacks are expensive.
But the regular 2012 C63 AMG falls under our $30,000 mark,
mm-hmm.
or under $34,000 whatever. We, you know, 39,399 repeating. So we rounded it up to $34,000.
Yep.
Or a Yamaha R6, Ninja 600, Gixxer 600. You could buy all three.
Right.
For under that $33,000.
This is true.
So, I personally, I know you're not into, or like, you like motorcycles for what they are, but you're not like, I would buy a motorcycle personally.
I would buy a motorcycle.
Right.
I just would not have that as my everyday means of transportation.
No, this is the fun car.
I know. That's what I'm trying to figure out. Because, like, sure, it'd be awesome, but I think I would want that in addition to a fun car. Like, so I could have my street bike to go out cruise with, or I can, you know, poke around a track, maybe, if it's set up to do that. But, like, I would want something that I can rip around a track or, you know...
See, like,
slide around.
I understand that, but is a C63 AMG that car? Would you much rather have? Yeah, it is. It's a 6.3,
yeah.
Right? So it sounds amazing, but is it the fun car?
I see what I'm saying. Yeah,
like,
no,
it is so nice. It looks so good, but it's luxury.
Yeah, I can see that.
This is not the visceral fun car that I would have under the tarp. This car I would drive more every day than some of the other cars on the sedan list or the SUV or the off-road list.
Yeah, no, I can totally see that. Yeah, so I understand that.
I think I would have to go with the bikes.
If it was a black series, that's a different story.
Oh, no, 100%. The black series would stay under a tarp.
Yeah.
but no, a normal C63 AMG 2012, 2013 era. Yeah. I would have to buy a black series wing for it. And I would have to put the body kit on it. And it would look so good. But it's not visceral. It's not like, yes, it growls, but so does a 4.6 liter Mustang. You know what I mean?
My dad has one.
Yes, exactly.
We should have added this on the list instead of the C63.
What's that?
2008 CLK 63 AMG Black Series.
Ooh. That would have been way better.
I wasn't thinking about it at the time.
That would have been way better.
The Forgotten Black Series.
But see, at the same time, I think I would still pick the bikes.
I don't know, man. Black Series.
But CLK. Jeremy Clarkson said that was one of the most uncomfortable cars to drive in ever.
But look at it. And it's a...
Wait. No, I'm thinking of the... The two-door, the, like, really low to the ground, looks like an SLS AMG.
Oh, yeah, that's the SLK.
SLK, that's what I'm thinking of. Okay,
that's the CLK right there, I mean.
That looks hot.
Yeah, 100%.
That looks hot, I would drive the shit out of that. It looks, you know what it looks like? It looks like a huskier, built-up SLR McLaren.
It does.
I love that.
Hold on, let me.
He's like, hold on. I actually gotta go look up something real fast. Hold on.
SLK. No, not SLK. Shit, I almost did it. CLK.
Well, I want to see how much the CLK or the SLK or what.
Son of a bitch. Yeah, yes, no,
CLK. Yeah, I'll look up the CLK.
No, that's what I'm doing right now.
I thought you were just looking at the SLK.
No, no, I accidentally typed in the SLK.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, we both did the same exact thing at the same time. Location. Anywhere.
What? Oh! Too damn much. 200 and change.
Oh my god.
200 and change.
$250,000.
Yep. There you go.
But that's one that is, it literally only has 4,000 miles on it.
Oh, it's brand new.
Yep.
Damn. Okay. Okay. Well,
still too damn much. Yeah. Like, if you're looking like 140,000 miles, 130,000
change. Yeah, you're still in the upper. Yeah.
If you go with just a regular CLK 63 AMG, it's like 25 and change.
Okay.
All right, I want to see if there's any Black Series.
So are we choosing the bikes or are we choosing the C63? Because you have all three bikes, that means you've got bikes for your boys too.
Yeah. If it was a Black Series, I would go with the Black Series.
Yeah.
But because it isn't, I'll give it the bikes.
The bikes. Okay. So this one's going to be a little bit hard, okay? This one is your Can-Am Maverick / Polaris Razor versus the BF Goblin.
Hmm.
And for those who don't know what the BF Goblin is, it is a Cobalt SS, the Chevy Cobalt SS. You could have it stock, you could have it supercharged, or you could have it turbocharged because the Cobalt SS came with all three. And you build the kit car of the BF Goblin and you put the Cobalt motor in the back of it. So it is a mid-engine rear-wheel drive go-kart. And it looks freaking awesome. I know Demolition Ranch had one that he sold. A couple other YouTubers have had them and they said that they're awesome cars. They're so fast.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, I mean, it's like 300 horsepower. In something that me, you, and Corey could pick up, you know, and move around the garage if we had to. I think, personally, I would have the Goblin.
Yeah.
Just because I can't drive a Razor or a Maverick around on the street.
Yeah.
However, the BF Goblin is street legal.
Yeah.
Plus, I can see myself doing more fun things in a Goblin that I can
know,
a
man.
Razor because okay, so think about it, right? If you have a Razor, we'll call it a Razor and a Maverick, right? Because they're $15,000 each, brand new, right? You have both, and then you have $3,000 to kit them both out. So you put some winches on them, you put some nice tires on them, and you put some seat belts and some seats in them, right? Okay, cool, right?
Yeah.
I've got two cool-ass buggies that I can take my friends out, me, you know, you, Corey, Lil Ryan, whatever, four of us, go out. We just rip through the trails one day, right?
Right.
That doesn't help me if I don't have a truck to take them to a trail.
I mean, that's valid. That's valid.
However, I can get in the Goblin, right, on a sunny day, any sunny day, I can just be like, you know what, I feel like taking the Goblin to work. That's what I feel like taking it. And then you're going to be freaking creaming your pants the entire way to work because of how fast it is. And then you get out, you look at it, and you're like, this thing is a pissed off little beast. Right? You're like, oh my God, this thing just looks like it wants to take everything at 200 miles an hour when its top speed is like 130.
Yeah.
It just wants everything. All of it. All at once. Now.
I mean...
Now, okay. Me right now.
Yeah.
In my scenario right now, would I love to have a Razor and a Maverick? Absolutely.
Yeah.
But that's because I have land to ride it on. Right? I've got 3 acres that I could just go back and I could race someone around our little property.
But like... Razor with a 2JZ swap.
But no.
And paddle wheels.
Okay, I know Side-by-Side blog. I know Side-by-Side blog has done it, but they have also got a four-door Razor, which is $5,000 more expensive,
mm-hmm.
and completely gutted the inside of it and re-engineered the entire thing.
Right.
Which costs money. So I can have one Razor with a 2JZ in it.
Yeah.
Or I could have a Razor and a Maverick, and me and my buddies can go out and ride around, and we all can do stupid shit together in two separate buggies.
I like hood rat shit, my hood rat friends.
Right, exactly. So
I think I would go with the Razor and the Maverick, personally.
Yeah?
Yeah. BF Goblin's cool, but, like, you can only do hood rat shit by yourself and then trade off with someone else.
Yeah, but it's not a single-seater. It's a two-seater.
Yeah, but, I mean, you still have to trade off in order to do hood rat shit.
Yeah, but I mean,
you remember how much fun it was when all of us went out into the woods and, you know, four-wheeled in the fucking rust bucket piece of shit that Jared bought and trailered his F-250.
Oh my god, filthy Frank. Oh my god.
You remember how much fun that was,
oh yes,
right?
That was great. That was phenomenal. But at the same time, it made it halfway up the trail, and then we left it in the woods. And we're like, yep, it died. Don't know why. All right. We paid $300 for it. Leave it. In the middle of a national forest.
Well, we towed it back down eventually. I mean,
eventually. Yeah, it was like 2 weeks after we left it up there. 100%.
We would have for sure caught a felon if we left it up there for 2 weeks. I know it. We trailered it back.
It didn't have a license plate on it. Who would they have traced?
They would have found some way. They would have put up a game camera and waited for us to come back.
Right.
No, we for sure trailered it back, because I remember we had to wait until...
Oh, because the two guys had to get medevaced out of there before we could bring the truck back.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, because we pulled up, and then Ryan and Jared were on their way walking back from where they left it, so that we had to take Jared's F-350 back.
Yeah, and
then F-250 up there, and then, you know, tow it back.
And then he towed it for about 30 feet, and then we bump-started the truck.
Yeah.
And that was the sketchiest thing I'd ever driven in my life, because it had no brakes.
Yeah.
So you had to downshift to get it to stop. And it was the stick. It wasn't even like a clutch three on the tree. It was just drive 2-1 on the tree, and then that was it, because it was like a 70s or something like that. Yeah.
But it was fun.
Yeah.
It was so much fun.
Okay, fine. I hate you. Why you never let my track cars go through, damn it?
But you know how much fun it was.
All right. RB25, twin turbo, or LS3?
That was still 26.
Yeah, well, 26 was the R33.
No, they'd been running the DET T26 since the 32. They ran the 25 and a couple other ones. They ran it in the
25 was the 32.
The 25 only came in a single turbo.
Halfway through the 33, they switched to the 26. They just bored it up and gave it an extra turbo.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I'm like 96% sure.
I've made too many errors on this podcast. Go without not checking.
So R32 GTR or C6 Corvette? R32.
Yeah. 100%.
I love me a C6, but no.
Yeah, 26 DETD.
In the R32.
Mm-hmm.
In the 1991.
It was produced in 1985 initially, because the RB25 only came with one turbo.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Well, that's something that I didn't know. Okay, Evo 8, Evo 9, or the E92 M3.
E92.
I agree with you. I don't usually do that when it comes to Evos. 2013 Audi RS5 or 99 Viper GTS? Viper.
Yeah, for the same exact reason as the C63. Yeah. I mean, it's a fun car, but I would probably drive the RS5 more than a lot of the cars on the...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. On the sedan list. All right. Street bikes? 3 street bikes.
Yep.
Or 2 side-by-sides? 2 side-by-sides.
2 side-by-sides, 100%.
I agree with that. I actually do. All right, back up to the top. R32 or E92?
Oh.
I need me RB noises.
Yeah, I need some RB noises in my life.
All-wheel drive RB noises. 99 Viper GTS or two side-by-sides?
I'm saying the more the merrier.
The more the merrier is what you're going with?
Yeah.
Either way, whatever it is, loses to the R32. Yeah, R32. So R32 is the best, like, overall. That's staying under the tarp, and we're not touching the R32. Do not touch Daddy's silver car, or you will be castrated.
Yeah, that would be our equivalent of the Ferrari from Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yes.
Yep.
Holy shit. Do not touch Daddy's car. I will kill you. Okay, on to the off-road section.
Yep.
Okay.
So this is your get out of town, go anywhere.
Yes. All right, first matchup is the 28. All right, 28. Yes, the 2018. There we go, words. Chevrolet Colorado.
Wow, how did this end up as a matchup?
ZR2 or the 2022 Ford Ranger base, not the Ranger Raptor.
That's because we haven't got the Ranger Raptor yet.
Exactly. Yep. It's a ZR2.
Yep.
Not even a question.
How did that even end up as a matchup? Like, right? They're almost the exact same truck.
2017 Jeep Grand Cherokee Trailhawk or the 2014 Lexus LX570.
I'm going to go with the Lexus, 100%.
I think I agree because it's what, on the FJ?
No, it's the Land Cruiser.
The Land Cruiser.
So it's essentially the Land Cruiser, yep. the 200 series Land Cruiser. Yeah, 200 series.
Yep, 100%. The Ford Raptor, you can find them used any year-ish. For around 35, so it's slightly over budget.
Yeah.
But we still kind of figured we needed to throw it in there.
Yeah.
Or
well,
you could
because
find
you can find other ones for cheaper than that.
Exactly.
Top end.
So you can find the 6.2, or you can find the 3.6.
3.5.
Is it 3.5 or three five is it? Three, okay, 3.5. Yeah. Sorry. Or a GMC Jimny, Ford Bronco, or Chevy K5 Blazer. Could you imagine what a $35,000 K5 Blazer looks like?
Yes.
It would look exactly like Mighty Duck.
Yes.
Like Ryan's, well,
yes.
Like Ryan's Blazer.
It would.
Only Ryan paid $3,500 for that Blazer.
Exactly. That's the thing. You can sink $35,000 worth of parts of it when you go to resell it. I hope you're okay with getting $4,000.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Raptor.
I agree.
Just because you also get so many other, like, off, like the newer Raptors mm-hmm. have the ability to have, they can have a camera on the front and on the sides and on the rear. So when you go over breakover.
The 2011 had a front camera on.
Yep.
That's the first year they came out. It had a front camera on the car in 2011.
Yeah, breakover angles.
Yep.
So you can see what's on the other side of the hill you're about to go over.
All right. Next, the Hummer H1 or a 2017 Silverado 2500 Dirty Max.
Caveat to the H1.
We only found one. Yeah.
Because every other one was like $200,000.
Yes.
For a surplus military vehicle that someone had converted into a baller mobile.
Exactly. So, I think I would have the Dirty Max. I would have the Silverado. Allison Transmission can't go wrong with it.
Allison Transmission only came in the 3500s. In that generation.
No, in 2017? No, they all had Allisons. For sure, 100%.
Nope. Allison was only available in the 3500 because that was the 3500 was the one that was rated to tow the most. And they decided not to put the Allison in all the other ones because they figured, oh, you're not going to be towing that much with the 2500. That's stupid. But, you know.
Okay, Toyota T100 or the Dodge Power Wagon. I am having a T100.
Really?
You are not going to find a $35,000 T100. Anywhere, ever, you will not find a $35,000 T100.
Right.
You will find maybe a $7,000 to $10,000 T100, which gives you $20,000 extra dollars to do anything you want to it.
I mean, valid.
Anything. Trophy truck swap, by all means. Rock crawler swap, by all means. Anything you want to that T100, it will do.
But the Power Wagon already comes with a worn winch, King Racing suspension.
No.
5.7 Hemi.
Power Wagon doesn't come with King Racing stuff.
Yeah, it does.
Mm-hmm.
Not King Racing, but it comes with...
It comes with, like, Bilstein stuff.
It's not Bilstein.
It's not, like...
It's the step up from Bilstein.
Fox, because Fox had the Raptor exclusive.
Yeah, they were exclusive with Ford. What the fuck was it? It was a specifically designed suspension kit for the Power Wagon by an actual, you know...
Right, but the Power Wagon was a tow horse.
It wasn't.
It wasn't meant to be an
off-road vehicle.
No,
the Power Wagon was their off-road vehicle. That's why you can't get a Cummins in it. Because the Cummins was too heavy to go off-road. That's why the Power Wagons never come with a Cummins.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. It used to be a tow horse, like back in the... You know, 50s and 60s, okay, when it was like a big old...
The Red Wagon.
Yeah.
The big Red Wagon.
No, but the new Power Wagon, or newer Power Wagons, are meant to be off-roaded. Like the ARB, I think. No, not ARB. AEV, American Expedition Vehicles.
Yeah.
They do all the custom fabs on everything. They exclusively, if you do like a 2500 Ram, they only exclusively work with Power Wagons. Because it's already set up as a platform,
right? To for go, its own thing, yeah. Right. Okay.
Also, you get all the off-road features.
Though. I would still like, for the amount of money that I would be spending on a Power Wagon, I could buy a Toyota T100 and put the shit that's on a Power Wagon in the T100.
Right, but at that point, you're still, you know, basically, you know, a Power Wagon light.
Exactly. It's lighter.
But without all of the, you know, fun fancy. Creature comfort features.
I need a 19-inch TV screen as my freaking center console in my off-road truck. You know what I mean? Like, I could literally do anything I wanted with that T100.
That's valid. I'll give you that.
Anything.
I'll...
Like, fiberglass trophy truck kit.
Yeah.
They sell them all day long for $900. Then you just... You could custom fab another truck... and still buy parts for it. You could buy 2 to 3 T100s and still buy parts for the price of a Power Wagon.
I'll give it to you. All right. My fleet of T100s.
Yes. The 4Runner / Tacoma. I had envisioned 5th gen. 5th gen 4Runner, yes. 5th gen Tacoma, no.
Yeah, you can get a Tacoma for 33.
For 33?
Yeah, you can get a TRD off-road that's lifted.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fancy.
I know this because I tried looking for Tacomas at some point.
Or the Ram Rebel, the 2019 Ram Rebel Tacoma / 4Runner.
Yeah. I mean, I'd put up more of a fight for the Rebel because, you know, it was their answer initially to the Raptor.
Mm-hmm. And it wasn't enough.
Yeah. Well, I mean, technically speaking, it was, but in the spirit of Mopar, they had to throw a Hellcat and everything.
Yep. TRX.
So, yep.
So, all right.
And that kind of makes me sad, honestly, because the Rebel was such a good truck, and I really...
It was just immediately overshadowed.
Yes, immediately.
They were like, oh, look, let's make a Rebel. Damn, that looks good. Let's throw the Hellcat in it. Sir, we just released it. All right. Toyota FJ Cruiser or the 2016 Land Rover LR4 FJ Cruiser?
I'm going to go with the Land Rover, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
You think so?
All right. Only one of the only reasons being, so there are two main reasons. One, the FJ Cruiser has so many more off-road features. If you're looking for a get-out-of-town car, you can pretty much out-the-box take a Land Rover LR4 pretty much anywhere. Air suspension, a much more advanced hill descent control system. Also, it's 8 years newer because they ended the FJ Cruiser, I believe, in like 2008 or 9, I want to say.
Around there, like the 08s to 2012s, yeah.
But then also the FJ Cruiser is one of the worst vehicles I've ever tried to drive, legitimately.
That's fair.
And that's only because the blind spots in that thing are horrible. Like, it looks good, but it's just so impractical because everywhere is a blind spot. Like, driving a Hummer H3 was easier than driving the FJ. And that's saying something because the Hummer H3 is stupid.
That's fair. All right, the 2014 F-250 Platinum Power Stroke or the Jeep Wrangler F-250.
Yeah, 100%.
F-250. 2018 Chevrolet Colorado or the Lexus LX570, back around for round two. The ZR2.
Yeah, there's two different schools of thought when it comes to this. Mm-hmm. Lexus LX570, it's based off the Land Cruiser, one of the most legendary off-roaders. Period. Yes. But the ZR2 is also a lot smaller.
Yes.
There's also the other thing to think about, though, I guess, is, you know, if you're going off-road, Toyota reliability.
Yeah, okay.
I'd be a lot less worried about my Toyota breaking down than it would be my Chevy breaking down.
That's fair. Especially since it's a V6 instead of the straight four.
Yeah.
So, yep, okay. Lexus, I'll give it to the Lexus. I'll give it to Lexus. Ford Raptor or the 2017 Silverado 2500? Am I looking for an everyday truck? Both of these would be very good. Before the Allison transmission for the diesel, but it'll tow way more than the Raptor.
I think the
Raptor would be miles per mile.
Yeah, but Ford Raptor kind of embodies the acronym of, you know, fix or repair daily.
Yeah, as somebody whose dad has owned one, and yeah. But at the same time, the transmissions that weren't the Allisons, you might as well put like a 90s Dodge transmission in that truck.
The newer transmissions, because they revamped the engine entirely with the L5P Duramax in that year, the transmissions were actually pretty fucking solid, even if you didn't get an Allison. Yeah. The Allison really just got you the extra towing power.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I'll give you the Dirty Max. T100 or 4Runner / Tacoma?
I think I gotta say Tacoma.
Yeah, I'll give it to you. 2016 Land Rover LR4 or the 2014 F250 Platinum? Jared's truck is nice, but I don't think it's LR4 nice.
No. You could also get a diesel in the LR4 if you wanted to, you know, be able to tow shit.
Yeah. I'll give it to the LR4.
It also looks better, honestly.
2014 LX570 or the 2017 Silverado Dirty Max? I'm going to give it to the Dirty Max.
I would agree.
I'm a truck guy, not a Lexus SUV guy. 2016 Land Rover LR4 or the Toyota 4Runner / Tacoma?
LR4 is going to be nicer and have more features. Tacoma is going to be a lot more reliable.
Reliability.
Yeah.
That's what I'm about. So that gives us a diesel with a semi-shoddy transmission or a gas that is bulletproof until the end of time.
Except for the transmission itself is also shoddy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, outdated transmission versus a transmission that's good but not, like, amazing.
Good, right.
I think I'd rather have the Dirty Max.
I would like to say yes, but off-roading a diesel is terrible. Like,
yeah, I mean, I guess it...
Both diesel trucks that we've off-roaded, like, of Jared's...
Yeah.
They need to spool the turbo to be in their element, right? So whenever you're sitting there at 5 mph at idle the entire time, yes, it has the torque to do it, but it's not fun. You're not having fun off-road... In a diesel. You're just like, and it'll sit there and it'll idle on idle, and then you'll come out with the same amount of gas that you went in with. But at the same time, you're not like, you don't have the instant power that you need to get in and out of things.
I think it also comes down as well to where you are.
Yeah.
Because, you know, being up here, we're very foresty in all of our public lands.
Exactly.
So, you know, trying to take a massive, you know, half or three-quarter ton truck...
Exactly.
...out through the woods is very, very challenging if you have other people going the opposite direction.
Exactly.
Taking a Tacoma, it's, you know, it's a breeze.
Yep. I think I'm going to give it to the Tacoma and the 4Runner, just because you can make them look just as good.
Oh, yeah. They look phenomenal. I mean, it's my only gripe with the Tacoma and the 4Runner is just, you know...
Drum brakes in the rear.
That and the transmissions, they're very laggy and they just don't have enough power. That's the only thing. I mean, sure, they have, you know, they have the torque needed to instantly get over something. You don't have to spool up any turbos, but they're not very powerful. So, but end of the day, reliability.
Yeah, 4Runner.
Also, I can fix a, you know, 4Runner Tacoma most issues out in the woods.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't need to go to, you know...
A specialty mechanic.
Exactly. I don't have to go to mechanic school just to be able to fix my truck.
Exactly. All right. Our last set of 16 cars, is our sedans, our wife pleasers. We are looking for round one, the 2010 BMW M5, the V10, or the 2016 Ford Focus RS. You heard that right. Focus RS, less than $34,000.
I think we only found two nationwide. We
found one. We found
everything
two.
Else is close, like 40.
Yeah. Kind of high mileage. We're looking in like upper 60s.
Yeah. I think one of them was like 110.
But it's a Focus RS.
Yes.
It's all of the pops and bangs, many all-wheel drive.
I think the question we got to ask ourselves, though, was, is this more of a wife pleaser, or is this more of a, hey, hon, can I take your car out today?
Okay, but, okay, serious question, right? Did the M5 ever come in a nitrous blue?
No. I mean, it looked menacing, but it also had one of the worst transmissions ever made.
It only looked menacing whenever it was blacked out, slammed on its nuts, on wheels. Every other time, you're just like, oh, look, it's a 5 Series.
Yeah.
Until what do you mean it has a V10? Right. Well, like, I didn't know they had V10s until, what, like 3 or 4 years ago?
Yeah.
I had no clue that M5s had V10s.
I knew because of Top Gear, because I religiously watched Top Gear growing up. Fair. And I remember watching the episode where Clarkson reviewed the next generation after this one.
Yep.
Because that was the generation when they stopped putting the V10 in it, and instead they put a V8 and then piped engine noise in from the exhaust into the cabin.
Exactly. I do remember that episode.
Yeah.
I'm still going to give it the Focus RS.
Yeah, I'm going to as well.
I want to see my wife in a Focus RS. That's just me. All right, next up is the 2014 Ford Taurus Show. That is super high output, for those who are wondering. Or the Cadillac ATS-V. That is the V6.
Did we ever figure out if that one was even...
What, the Taurus Show?
No. I know the Taurus Show is, but...
The ATS-V? I think it's right inside of the price range. If not, it's just outside, in which case you could have picked the street bikes.
Yeah.
And been fine.
Let's see. Yeah, no, that's within.
Okay.
Yeah, you can get like a 2016.
Ooh. Yeah.
You can get a 2016 ATS-V with a carbon fiber package.
Ooh. Dang.
Yeah. 8-speed automatic, turbo V6.
Turbo V6, that's what, okay. So,
it doesn't look bad.
Oh, no, it doesn't. It looks like a second-gen CTS-V.
Yep.
So, do we go with a twin-turbo V6... that's all-wheel drive, or do we go with a single-turbo V6 that's rear-wheel drive? That's the question.
I think I'd go with a Cadillac, honestly.
Comfort-wise, yes. Drivability-wise, no. Because
the Taurus
show is so fast.
It's ballistic.
It is so fast.
It's essentially, for everyone that wants to kind of know what we're talking about, it's essentially a luxury version of the thing that chases you down the highway with police sirens on.
Yes. The cop cars that you see nowadays, not the Crown Vicks.
Yeah. Like
the Ford cop cars that you see are Taurus Interceptors.
Yeah.
The show is an Interceptor package without the lights.
Yep. 3.5 liter EcoBoost.
Yep.
I think it's pushing out
almost 400 horsepower. Almost. Something. I want to say it's like 390 and change. It's a very, very high amount of horsepower for an all-wheel drive car.
Let's see. Taurus Show.
It's not the early 2000s one.
2019, 365 horsepower.
365 horsepower. Yeah, it shit tickets. It is very fast. I think I would give it... I would give it to the Cadillac.
Yeah.
I want my wife to be comfortable.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Wife and kids.
Yep. All right. Lexus IS350F or an Evo 10. Ugh,
you know what, man. I'm going to say, and I know you're not going to like it.
I know. Evo. It's fine.
No.
I understand.
No, I was going to say Lexus, and you know it.
This isn't the one with the V8, is it?
No. That's the ISF.
Yeah.
And you're not finding one of those anywhere near that cheap.
That's what I figured.
Come to think of it, let me look up one pricing before we do this. We might call an audible on this.
Goodness gracious. I mean, Evo 10, Dad.
I know, remember, is that for us or is that for, you know,
the wife? I know she would more like a Lexus, but Evo.
I think we probably should have put the Evo X in the track cars.
You think so? Instead of the Evo 8 and Evo 9?
Because they're amazing track cars. I don't know if I'd, you know, say, hey, babe, let's throw the kids in the back of the Evo.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah, you got me on that. Okay. Yeah, let's just hop in the back of the Evo. Wah-bah! Oh, my God, Dad, what is that noise? It's fine. It's just cold.
I mean, to be fair, knowing us, the IS would sound the exact same.
Yeah, but it would,
it'd be two. But
it would be on the ground, and it would look really, really good.
But it would also be extremely safe.
Yes.
And extremely reliable.
Lexus.
With a Pro Charger kit.
Yes. Okay. A Golf R. Right? Four-door Golf R. That's fifth gen and above?
Yep.
So fifth gen and above Golf R. Or a 2013 Porsche Cayenne.
And this is either, I'm going to say either the GTS or the Turbo.
Mm-hmm. Because you can find them both, but they're both different interior packages as well as different motor packages.
So the Turbo, it's still a really luxurious interior. However, it's mated to a twin turbo 4.8 liter V8 that puts out 550 horsepower.
Damn.
Or you can go with the GTS, which is a non-turbo variant of the 4.8 liter, same as the normal Cayenne S. But it features a all Alcantara and leather interior, different colored seat belts. Mm-hmm. So it's a more kind of sportier feel. And it's also got an upgraded body kit. So it comes with like side skirts, a little bit more of an aggressive wing on the back.
Yes.
The front bumper looks different. So it's either you go with, 550 all-wheel horsepower in a V8, or you go with like 465 all-wheel horsepower, mm-hmm. but nicer interior. Or nice interior for sporty feels.
Right, exactly.
Because the turbo comes with a cool seats, and it's.
I don't know what I would have, honestly. Like, Golf R makes DSG noises.
So does the Cayenne, though.
But is it DSG, or is it just paddle shift?
It's a true paddle shift PDK.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'll give it to the Porsche.
Yeah.
I'll give it to the Porsche.
More 100%. Room, and also, God, that V8 sounds fucking terrifying, dude.
Absolutely.
Have you ever heard one straight piped?
I have not.
Oh, brother, I'm going to show you afterwards.
Oh.
It's terrifying, and I love it.
Okay, next up is the Maserati Ghibli.
Yep.
Or the Stink Eye Raptor Eye STI, which is 09, 08, all the way up to present. STI.
I'm going to give it to the STI because reliability.
That's something to say, isn't it? I'm going to give it to the reliability of head gaskets.
All right. Super reliability.
Oh, God. Battle of reliability once more.
Jesus.
The 2016 Jaguar XFS. Or a late 90s Rolls-Royce Silver Shadow 2.
I'm going to give it to the Jag.
The Jag of the supercharged Rolls-Royce?
With, honestly, probably more luxury features at this point.
Okay. Yeah, but have you seen the... Whatchamacallit in the Rolls-Royce, the front emblem,
mm-hmm.
whenever you try and steal it, has an anti-theft mechanism.
That's on the new ones, though.
It's on the old ones, too.
Not the
pokey thingy.
I know. The
pokey thingy is in the new ones. The other one, whenever you go to grab it, it sinks.
Yeah, but I mean, that's only with, like, you know, the newer... As in, back to the, mid-2000s. Because those ones, I'm fairly certain with, like, the old, like, the Silver Shadows,
mm-hmm.
it was just a stationary...
It still had the sinking ornament. I'm pretty sure. I know it didn't have the pokey, but I'm pretty sure it's still a sinking ornament because they didn't want people to steal them. That was like one of the first things they did.
Two.
You know, I think you're right. I think I would much rather see my family in a Jag.
Yeah.
Than in a Rolls Royce.
While this is taking its sweet old time to load, follow us on Instagram.
Yeah.
We haven't shouted out our Instagram in a while.
Yeah, absolutely.
FNF_media on all social media platforms.
Okay. The Alpha Julia Quadrifoglio.
I think that one was a little bit outside the price range, but if you skimp a little bit on some of the other vehicles, you can definitely make it work.
Or the Chrysler 300 SRT8. Chrysler 300.
I know, but
the
Julia is so
pretty.
I
know. The Julia is so pretty, and it looks so good. If it was the Alpha, maybe. If it was the GTA version, maybe. But you're not getting a GTA for less than $400,000.
No, you're not getting a GTA at all.
Exactly. America, we are not getting an Alpha GTA, just saying.
I think they only made, 7?
Right. Okay. 2015 Audi RS7. Another thing that is slightly outside of the price range. I think we're touching $40,000, $42,000.
I found a couple that were $35,000, $37,000.
Oh, okay. So just outside. But, again, buy one of the bikes instead of three of the bikes, and you have an Audi RS7.
Buy a T100, you can have, any car.
Exactly. Or the 2007 Mercedes-Benz S65 AMG.
And that's the one with the twin-turbo V12.
Indeed.
And it has night vision.
Audi.
Yeah.
Audi. It has night vision. I'm picking the Audi, I'm sorry. Okay, on to round two.
The Silver Shadow, we were very wrong, my friend.
Oh?
The Silver Shadow 2 was 1977 to 1979. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perhaps. Okay.
And they're still $42,000.
Oh my god. Okay, well, late 70s. late 70s Silver Shadow. It got eliminated in the first round.
Yeah, it doesn't fucking matter either way. I just wanted to know.
Right. Okay. The 2016 Focus RS or the Cadillac ATS-V? Focus RS.
Yeah.
I would love to see my family in a nice, comfortable sedan, but Daddy wants a Focus. Daddy wants an RS. Lexus IS350F or the Porsche Cayenne. Porsche.
Yeah, it's...
Strangely,
I think it's going to be safer, but also screaming 550 sexier. Horsepower V8 noises.
Many sexier.
It's basically a baby Lamborghini Urus.
Yes. Excuse me. Oh my god. The Subaru might move forward based on reliability again. 2016 Jag XFS or the 08 to present Subaru STI Subarus.
Yeah.
Alright. Chrysler 300 SRT8 or the 2015 Audi RS7.
Audi.
I think the SRT8.
Nah.
And the only reason I say that is because... they are so good looking.
Yeah.
And they are like 5-star safety rated.
Are they really?
The SRT8 is like super, super high up on safety
rating. Strangely, though, I have a feeling that the Audi would be more reliable.
I don't think so, because the Magnum V8, or like
the
SRT.
It's not the Magnum, though.
You're right. It's not the Magnum, but the SRT out of the Charger.
It's not, though. It's not that. It's the one out of... it's the same SRT out of the... if you remember the WK Grand Cherokees. Not the one that I have, but the previous generation when they did an SRT8 version of that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's that same one.
Yeah, and that thing... it wasn't, the most reliable, but it still ran its ass off.
It still ran its ass off, but they were...
oh, no, no, no. Okay, you're thinking of the first-gen Chrysler 300.
No, no.
Because they had the first gen Chrysler 300.
No, I'm thinking of, remember when we did the last time we had the SRT8 on the list, the matte red one with the, it looked fucking amazing. We're like, why didn't they ever, really, continue to do this?
I'm thinking of the gloss white one.
I'm thinking of the newer body style.
Yeah, the
one
sleek,
in matte red.
The sleek style, not the box style.
Right.
The box style is the one that came with the V8 out of the Jeep.
You're right.
The sleek one.
Right. Yeah,
because
the sleek
one
was
Charger.
A 2012?
No, it's 2016.
No, it isn't, because I stopped
in 2016.
I just liked
the 300, not the 200.
Yeah. Fuck the 200.
They made an SRT 200.
I don't even want to talk
about
that. Chrysler 300 Rolls Royce kit. No.
Yeah, what are we talking about? Let's do it. Sign me up.
2014 was the last year they made it.
Okay, 2014. Okay. But yeah,
it was a 6.4 liter
V8. 6.4. It might have been that motor, but I don't think the one out of the SRT8 Jeep was a 6.4. I thought it was a 6.0.
The 6.4 was the non-supercharged SRT8.
Excuse me. Good lord.
So if you were to go out and buy like a Durango SRT or a Grand Cherokee SRT, it would be that one. And then if you went and got the Trackhawk, that would be the supercharged Hellcat.
The 6.2 Hellcat motor. Okay, you're right. Okay, so yeah, it is the more reliable of the two. Yes.
Which again, it's Mopar, so it's not going to be like incredibly reliable, but it's
yeah, it's still on par with that Audi. Yeah. It's not like, oh, that thing's shoddy, it's going to blow its rods or anything like that. Dude, that car's like 300. It like so luxurious.
Yeah, but it's not Audi luxurious.
Okay, there's a difference between luxurious and options, right?
Right, but the Audi is going to have
way more. 2015 Audi RS7 is going to have way more options. Right. It's going to have a better leather interior, sure. But it's going to have a better sound system, sure. But it's going to have, like touchscreen if the SRT didn't. It's going to have, it would have, like, dual climate if the SRT didn't. I'm just throwing out random things. Right. This isn't exactly what it has. But I'm just saying, like, it's slightly better, right? But it's all just creature comfort stuff.
But also twin-turbo 4-liter V8.
I don't know, dude. I can't get over the slant back. I don't like it.
I guess the impasse that we're having here is I really like the slant backs, especially if you slam them on their nuts.
Yeah, but are you going to give that to your wife?
Yeah.
On its nuts.
Carrie loves it.
on its nuts. Yeah, dude. You would trust your wife to drive the RS7...
Put it on bags.
...on its nuts. No, you would not put it on bags. You would put it on coilovers, and then you would put a nice set of wheels and tires on it, and then you would say, this is my daily driver, we'll find you something else.
Here's the truck, baby.
Yeah, exactly. Here's the F-250... You can drive that. This is my RS7.
I don't know, dog.
I could 100% let whoever my wife at the time curb and crash a Chrysler 300 and not be upset about it. If my wife at the time curbed and crashed an RS7 on bags and nice wheels, I would be livid.
So you're telling me that you wouldn't put nice wheels and coilovers on the SRT?
Oh, I would, but I would be less upset about it because it's cheaper. I could,
you got me there.
Overall, I could see, I'm envisioning, oops, I didn't know there was a curb there, and she's driving home without a fucking tire, like, gouging that out the driveway, right. Like.
I also know that would never happen. Because Carrie would be too scared to death to do that. That she'd be like driving in the center lane, like.
Yeah, but it's paranoid. It's not like a scared to death thing. It's a, I dropped my phone, I need to grab it. Oh God!
Like, straight up, Carrie'd be like, "Nope, that's staying there. I'm not crashing this thing."
I don't know. I'm just looking at it like this shit would be cheaper to replace. Yeah. And
I'm just
like,
salty because I hate Mopar.
No, that's fair. That's absolutely fair.
I was driving to work the other day talking to Carrie, and I'm like, I will never, ever buy another American car.
That's what I tell everybody, bro.
Yep.
I tell everybody, again, never buy American.
And I the only reason I ended up with the Jeep is because I needed something.
Yep.
Like, it was one of those things where, I couldn't keep relying on Carrie to drive me literally everywhere. And it was about to get really fucking snowy, so I'm like, I need to buy something now.
Yeah.
And that was available in my price range, so I'm like, all right, cool, there we go. It has a few of the things that I
wanted. It's hot and it's ready. Is it good? It is hot and it is ready.
It is Little Caesars. What more do you want?
Yeah, I'm sticking to the Chrysler.
Yeah, no, I'll give it to you. I mean, either way, the Chrysler 300 is a badass car.
Absolutely.
Almost went all the way the last time we had it.
Yep. And it's about to go all the way
again. I think it's going to fall just short.
Okay, 2016 Focus RS or 2013 Porsche Cayenne?
I'm going to go with the Porsche.
You're right. I can't even argue with that. The Porsche is just a bigger, louder, sexier car.
Yeah.
It's more safe.
Yeah.
The Focus got a terrible safety rating.
It's horrible.
I
mean, it's a race car.
Yeah.
Bottom of the line, it's a race car.
Okay. 08 to current Subaru STI or Chrysler 300 SRT8. Chrysler.
Yeah, Chrysler.
I have to give it to the Chrysler.
Yeah.
I love my Subarus, but no, the Chrysler. And now we have the Porsche versus the Chrysler, the Porsche.
Yeah, no, that's not even a question.
Yep.
It's
the Porsche.
It's the Porsche.
100%.
It's so much more luxurious.
Absolutely.
It is a better safety rating. And it's just, I mean, it's a big V8 SUV.
Right.
I mean, I would now, be so much more comfortable putting my kids in that over
the Chrysler.
A rear-wheel drive burnout machine sedan.
Yes. Okay, so hear me out.
Yeah.
Let's say the RS7 would have moved forward, right? Mm-hmm. It would have gone up against the Subarus.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would have given it to the RS7 over the Subarus. I don't. I really don't. Because of how safe Subaru is.
Yeah.
And because of how reliable Subaru is.
But would you have still given... So would you have still given it to the Subaru over the Porsche?
No.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
End of the day, it's still
the
Porsche.
The Porsche still would have won. But I think that it would have been more of an argument over... The Subaru versus the Porsche.
Yeah.
Instead of the SRT8 over the Porsche or whatever.
Well, I don't even think it would have been that big of an argument, even with the Subaru.
Yeah.
I mean, when it comes down to it as a daily driver, it's
the Porsche.
It's automatic, it's luxury, it's big and safe. It can fit my kids and all their bullshit in the car. I mean...
But so can a hatch STI.
Yeah, but it's not going to fit near as much as a SUV. And it's also not going to sound anywhere near as good.
Oh man!
No! I will show you, and you will agree.
All right. So we have for our winners, we have an R32 that sits in the corner.
Obviously.
We have a Toyota 4Runner.
Yep.
As the off-road car, and then we have a Porsche Cayenne as the everyday driver.
Actually, and this is going to surprise you, the Porsche-made V8 is super fucking reliable.
I heard that. I heard that the Porsche V8
even
was reliable.
Even more reliable than the VR6.
Oh my.
And that's because the VR6 is the same one out of the Touareg.
Out of the Touareg?
Yeah, out of the Touareg.
You're talking about the R32 Golf.
No. As in the newer Touaregs. Because that's a 3.6 liter
VR6.
It's essentially V6 because it's such a shallow angle.
Yeah.
But it's still the same motor.
Yep.
And although, it's reliable, it has a lot more electrical issues. And the reason for that is that Volkswagen, as a part of the merger with Porsche and letting Porsche kind of do its own thing, required that the first two generations of Cayenne, the base model, had to be their motor.
Yep.
So it was the same motor out of the... the Touareg for both generations.
Yep.
But the V8 is stupid reliable. Like, you would see upwards of 250, close to 300,000 miles on a Porsche V8.
Damn.
Without
falter.
Damn.
Yeah. There you go.
So.
Okay. Well. Yeah. Hey, there you go. There is your 48 for this episode.
That was actually a lot of fun.
I liked the three car. I'm not gonna lie. I don't know how often we're gonna do that in the future, but
I'm sure we can come up with a couple more ideas to use it every now and then. Because
absolutely,
that's a lot of fun. I feel like it goes a lot more fast, and it's not as daunting as like 32 cars into one.
Yeah.
16 smaller brackets and three Victors.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. Oh my God, it is midnight. This episode, it is going up on midnight.
Yep.
Hooray. Many funds. All right. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode, and we will catch you guys
love y'all
in the
next one.